This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 20th of October, 2025, and you are on the clock with Junkanoo Green. That's right. I own in my culture. Junkanoo Green, where the U stands for you think you own Junkanoo, eh? Mussy. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We got lots to talk about this morning. Let me remind you of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition, open to junior and high school students across the archipelago to play the game called the show. Let the producer know you want to play the game. He's going to transfer you to me. We're going to talk for a moment. If you give the producer the correct answers, we need the government recording record, the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's Will, and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death. Oh boy, lots to talk about. International Day of the Girl Child was the 11th of October. Tomorrow I'm going to have representatives from FemSTEM Bahamas. Not tomorrow, sorry. Wednesday we're going to have Wednesday FemSTEM Bahamas is coming in to talk about some of their upcoming activities and events. Tomorrow we get Ranfully Home. We've got the Ranfully Home coming into studio. It is always a good time. I want to remind you guys, I am running a T-shirt and magazine recycling program. T-shirt and magazine recycling program. T-shirts are going to be used in a recycling project, and magazines are going to be used in art projects. T-shirt and magazine donations. T-shirt and magazine donations. You can find me on Facebook. Shoot me a message through Messenger if you have a WhatsApp contact for me. Let me know there when and how I can pick up these T-shirts and magazines. There's lots to talk about in today's papers. But before we get there, this is Diplomatic Week. Diplomatic Week 2025. It's running between October the 19th, so it started yesterday, through the 22nd of October at Bahama. It is a very, very interesting lineup of discussions. Mind you, this event is not open to the general public. I haven't done a deep dive into the schedule, which you can find on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs website. It is just fascinating, man, some of the discussions that are going to be taking place. The theme for this year's Diplomatic Week is delivering security, opportunity, and justice through diplomacy. Quote, delivering security, opportunity, and justice through diplomacy, I think, very, very important theme, and lots of very important and even urgent conversations taking place at this event. Diplomatic Week is an annual meeting where Bahamian diplomats and non-resident diplomats from all over the world gather to meet and engage in lateral and bilateral meetings with different countries that pertain to foreign policies that are prioritized in the Bahamas. These meetings and events set the agenda for the Bahamas and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for the year. Last year's theme was climate, trade, and cultural diplomacy. Let me pull up this note again. This year's theme is delivering security, opportunity, and justice through diplomacy. Events being held at Bahama, and you can go on the Ministry of Foreign Affairs website. It's just mofa.gov.bs, and you will see links to take you to the schedule, link out the event. You can search Diplomatic Week 2025 program. That will also pull up more details about the event. And perhaps that is where the media spoke to Minister Monroe. We're going to go through headlines this morning. The numbers to call, 323-6232. That's 323-6232. 325-4316, that's 325-4316. 325-4259, that's 325-4259. 242-300-5720, toll free for Family Island listeners. That's 242-300-5720. And the text line, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Good morning, Aaron. There is a pothole of enormous size on the Eastern Road, and I had an unfortunate encounter with it on Saturday evening. Busted tire and bent rim. Please advise your audience. Dear audience, I could be honest with you. The whole of the East, the Eastern Road, Johnson Road, the whole of the East. Craters, not potholes. These are craters. These are trenches. These are more than 6 inches deep. These are obvious hazards that should be attended to right away. God forbid, because our MP is not in the governing administration, we can't get this problem sorted. God forbid. That's what the problem is. That because the majority of people in this area did not vote for the governing party, we will not be prioritized. Because here's the thing. What are you prioritizing? Is it Bay Street? You'll pave that again? That's what you're prioritizing? Bay Street. Yeah. Anyway, dear Texter, since you brought it there, I have not seen in today's paper. I haven't touched every single page. I looked through The Guardian. I'm looking to see if there is a story about the traffic fatality that took place this weekend in Eleuthera. See, because I think that makes an important point, right? If traffic fatalities are not being prioritized in the media, is it that they're not being prioritized in the Royal Bahamas Police Force communications and police reports, right? But we're not prioritizing traffic fatalities, which suggests to me that the matter of road safety is not a priority for anybody. Anyway, let me just read that headline that I found for you. Breaking news. This was Nassau Guardian, I think. Police on the island of Eleuthera are currently investigating a traffic fatality that occurred on Queens Highway, Tarpon Bay, which claimed the life of an adult male. That was posted the 18th of October, so that's Saturday. Don't see a story in the Tribune. Don't see a story in the Guardian. Here's another headline from the 6th of October. Pedestrian dead after being struck by a vehicle. Police on Grand Bahama are investigating a traffic fatality that occurred on Sunday the 5th, a collision on Coral Road involving a vehicle and a male pedestrian. Another headline, 15th of September 2025, police investigate traffic death in Exuma, a traffic fatality in the settlement of Ramsey Exuma. A motorcyclist, Edwin E.J. Mark, 23. Condolences to his family, passed away on a motorcycle as a result of a motorcycle collision. Of course, condolences to the families of all of the people who lost their lives tragically. Breaking, police are on the scene of a traffic fatality in Grand Bahama. That was the 17th of August at the intersection of East Atlantic Drive and Tamarind Street, where two victims succumbed to their injuries. I think one of them was a minor. 11th of August, official police report, Abaco fatality. This is from Our News. Police are investigating a fatality that occurred Sunday shortly before 11:15 p.m. Two vehicles involved on SC Boodle Highway. 5th of August, mom of four dies in Eleuthera crash. A young mother of four was killed in a traffic accident on Eleuthera over the holiday weekend, leaving her family and friends devastated. 20-year-old Cody Stewart Lightfoot tragically lost her life in that accident. Cody's death also came just 2 days after another fatal traffic accident in New Providence. Police said a 36-year-old male motorcyclist died on Friday after a collision involving two vehicles on Carmichael Road near Edmonton Lane. Update, Eleuthera traffic fatality victim was a police officer. This is the 15th of July, right? Eleuthera, Upper Bow, Queens Highway. 14th of July, third victim dies following deadly crash on Blue Hill Road. 33-year-old male passenger after two female occupants in the same vehicle died from that collision. 6th of July, police investigate fatal traffic incident on St. Vincent Road. On St. Vincent Road, this is the accident where the man's vehicle was hit. He left the vehicle, was moving, like was walking. It appears as if he was hit by another vehicle. Hit and run, right? It says, the man, believed to be the driver, exited the vehicle after the collision and began walking before being struck by another vehicle, which fled the scene. That's just a quick lineup of headlines from the 18th of October 2025 to the 6th of July 2025. And I had more going back earlier in the year, but I cut the list short. So, Texter, nobody's prioritizing road safety. I hear the police talking. See, that's what they're doing. They're talking. Don't tell me you're going to erect billboards in an attempt to improve driving and road safety when billboards are often erected in areas that block your view of traffic. And they become hazards as soon as they are erected. Don't tell me you're going to the high schoolers to make jingles and commercials, right? Because those same high schoolers have to go home with parents who not only disregard the law, but deride them for bringing it to their parents' attention that not only are they breaking the law, but they are risking injury to everybody around. Put the burden on the students. Anyway, y'all hear that music, right? After the break, we're going to transition. Texters, don't worry. I got your text. A lot of texts came in about traffic just now. When we get back from the break, ex-FNM MP Wells plans to run as independent. Monroe tells Bahamians to, quote, stay out of go-fast boats leaving Venezuela. And every day, I would like to remind the government that let me tell the jokes. You'll focus your energy on doing more important things. Let me tell the jokes. You're on the clock with Junkanoo Green. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back. Everybody's out there on the dock doing what we call the horn rock. Yeah.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Ooh. Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. This is On the Clock with Junkanoo Green. I liken that name. Joining me for the segment of the show is Mr. C.A. Newry. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Good morning this morning, Aaron. How are you doing on this busy Monday?
I'm good, thank you. You know when I went to go register my name, Junkanoo Green?
I see you registered trademarks too for Junkanoo.
Yeah, Junkanoo Green, that's my new name.
Okay, Junkanoo Green.
Right? So if anybody going to name themselves Mr. Junkanoo Green, just remember, I am Mrs. Junkanoo Green, so talk to your wife before you do foolishness. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when I went to go and register, they asked me, what does the U stand for? Does it stand for UNESCO, or does it stand for you can't own Junkanoo all by yourself? Mm-hmm. I just thought that was an inappropriate question. That's my name. It could stand for whatever I wanted to stand for. Mm-hmm. I could do whatever with it. That's my name. That's my things. And I own it now. Anyway, Mr. Newry, it's Diplomatic Week, and I thought, well, look at these two headlines. Maybe we should start with those. In today's Guardian, Monroe tells Bahamians to stay out of go-fast boats leaving Venezuela. Second headline, China's influence grows in Bahamas as U.S. has not pressed its case here, right? And I thought to myself, why y'all speaking to the Minister of National Security about this? Mm. I mean, because his answer, this statement Monroe tells Bahamians to stay out of go-fast boats leaving Venezuela, that sounds like a Ministry of Foreign Affairs response and not a national security response, right?
Yes.
There are national security issues that arise, mm-hmm. but the question is, are you addressing them mm-hmm. as the Minister of National Security, or are you addressing matters that should be addressed by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs? But let's read into the article mm-hmm. and see where it's going. Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe yesterday advised Bahamians to, quote, stay out of go-fast boats leaving Venezuela, close quotes. And I just like the advice you don't ever need, right? Like, why are you always giving me advice I don't need? Mm-hmm. Nobody needed to tell me to stay out of go-fast boats in Venezuela.
I guess he's saying that something happens when you're in go-fast boats coming out of Venezuela.
Yeah.
So he warned you, stay off of them for now.
See, the question is there a problem being on a go-fast boat leaving anywhere?
No, if you're coming out of Bahamas, nothing has happened. But if you're coming out of Venezuela, things have happened.
Nothing has happened. Producer, let's go to the phone line, and then we're going to continue reading from the article. Monroe was responding to concerns over U.S. strikes in Caribbean waters against what it says are drug traffickers leaving Venezuela. Quote, I would advise Bahamians to stay out of go-fast boats leaving Venezuela, he said. He added, quote, we're not going to be doing what the Americans are doing, but you would be well to stay out of their way, close quotes. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Right, so question. So it's safe to go on a go-fast boat from Colombia or Mexico, but just not Venezuela?
Well, I guess it depends on where you're going. If you're going in the Caribbean basin, I imagine it's a problem, eh? Which I don't understand, because apparently the vast majority of narcotics leaving South America actually enter the U.S. through the Pacific side and not the Caribbean side.
Yep, but guess what? They didn't know that until you told them that just now.
Not
now
me.
Them.
I ain't tell them nothing. Not me. Then they're going to ask me what type of intelligence I have. And I can tell them, you don't listen to my show. I don't have any intelligence at all. I foolish. Thank you, caller.
All right.
Yes, sir. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
It is a beautiful morning in spite of.
Yes, sir. Blessings to you.
Much the same to you. Thank you. Now, Wayne Monroe, he should get down. He took up a case for me before he went into the house.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Don't talk about that on the air, though.
No, I'm not talking about it.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. Good stuff. You just want to be careful, you know?
Yes, yes, as I understood. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, right,
mm-hmm.
he should put his priorities in order or not, don't take people's case.
Ah, I got you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You see, because while I'm suggesting that these are questions best suited for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to answer, mm-hmm. Raymond is suggesting that there are even more matters that need to be prioritized by the minister. And this is a question that's going to arise over the next few months, mm-hmm. in the next few weeks, about the balance, I guess, of obligation and interest, right? And then for questions for the electorate, for candidates, is it reasonable to say to a Wayne Monroe or a lawyer, right, who wants to run for politics, we prefer you to prioritize the work that is before you. There are clients that need your attention in an already untenable judicial system. Is that unreasonable?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it unreasonable for me to say, hey, I prefer you to be a numbers man. I prefer you to be a web shop man. Mm-hmm. I need to keep my web shop business in business. I don't have to worry about governance. All right, we continue to read from the article. A recent U.S. strike killed 2 Trinidadian men and 4 others, prompting renewed outrage and concern in some quarters over the ramifications of foreign military operations in Caribbean waters. Monroe said that the reality is that it would be impossible to push back. This is the part here. It would be impossible to push back against the United States. Well, then go home, sir. I have never, Nuri, have you ever heard somebody so eloquently asked to be resigned?
Are they still listening to our telephone calls?
You have?
Yeah, I want to know if I could push back on that.
Yeah.
They still listening?
Of course.
How can we stop them?
Okay, so If I remember correctly, at some point, Mr. Mitchell or another state actor indicated, or it was a media article that indicated that the U.S. is not doing anything illegal, that they are taking advantage of, or better language, benefiting from a clause or provisions in existing MOUs or contractual-like relationships between the Bahamas and the U.S., mm-hmm. right? Like they're benefiting from something that already exists, and they may be using it for a purpose not intended, but they're not actually breaking the law. So the question is, when will our government tell them to stop?
Mm-hmm.
And has our government ever told them to stop?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the question. But I just think if you open your mouth and you say, well, we can't push back, we can't respond to, we can't raise our concerns, right? Like one sovereign nation to another, then why are you in the position to govern us?
Hmm.
Such eloquent, eloquent resignation. We're going to go to Renwood's story after that, though, because I think there's a nice segue. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Are you there? Good morning, caller. I'm sorry, there must be an issue with the phone line. Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. We continue reading from the article on the front of The Guardian. Monroe tells Bahamians to stay out of go-fast boats leaving Venezuela. Good morning, caller. Give it 1 second. Good morning, caller.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, good. That's interference. Listen, Aaron, I'm of the opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I would think our countries would be happy to know somebody's taking a stance against these fellas who think it's their God-given right to smuggle drugs like that from one country to another and then destroy populations, or the young population especially, because they tend to experiment more with drugs.
You think so?
I would think, because our
because it's the older
country,
people who have the money to buy it.
Right, that too. But our small country can't do anything about that. So I've given Trump a hands up on having the mindset and not the fair of it, of what we are saying out here.
It's not okay. Stick a pin. I don't expect Trump to be concerned about what we are saying out here, but I do expect Trump to be concerned about the law and international law. See, because here's my thing. Remember earlier in the at the end of the summer, I read an article that indicated that the Bahamas was on the U.S. drug list. That list countries where drugs are either produced or countries that are used as or operate as narcotic transshipment points.
Yeah.
So think about that. There's a formal list, right, where the U.S. has identified countries that either produce or are involved in the transshipment of drugs. You don't think that that's a list of potential targets for these kinetic strikes?
Yes, but then...
Is the Bahamas on that list?
Yes.
Okay, then.
But listen, Aaron, the drugs are headed towards his country. Listen, he has already stopped $11 billion worth of drugs.
Listen, I could be honest with you, right?
Up to now.
We in this country, we have already shown a complete and utter disregard for the rule of law. Every Bahamian that refuses to stop at a stop sign, refuses to adhere to the red light, refuses to use their turn signal, refuses to put their cell phone down while they're operating their motor vehicle. I want to say good morning to the woman who practically stopped her car on Shirley Street because she couldn't figure out how to put on her turn signal and merge into the left lane with her cell phone in her hand.
Aaron,
right?
Don't let's stray off.
No, we're not straying off. We're not straying off. I put it right. Hold on.
Something that have destroyed a generation, especially in this country. It has destroyed generations of it. If you could just, I don't say stop it, you can't stop it, but if you could slow that down, do you know how many people would probably live a better life?
So you're going to address illegality with illegality? That's how you can deal with it?
Consequences take things to action. Daring situations take certain actions there.
But here's another question for you. Don't tell me hold on, man. Don't tell me hold on. Because if you would pause for a second, you would understand that you're inviting the United States of America to do to people perceived to be from Venezuela, to do to what they do to them, to us. Right? And I'm making the point that it seems at first strange, but at second glance, and you realize that Bahamians have no regard for the rule of law anyway. So many people would have no concern over this. If the United States is such a big, bad country, bully, monolith, world leader, right, that it can do whatever it wants, and their actions prompt the people who volunteer to govern us to say things like, well, we can't push back against them. Well, why wouldn't the United States of America use its weight to change international law? If the United States of America could cause all the UN countries to say, rather than vote no, we're going to vote to postpone the vote, could that country not just change the laws? Spatial awareness is a very important thing, and a sense of time, right, is so important. Because less than 500 years ago, it was deemed you could do anything to a person of African descent, anything to a person with black skin. In fact, they weren't even people. There were already laws, you know, in place. They had to bend them and frustrate them to make their argument fit. They had to determine that we were not actually people, so those laws that apply to people don't apply to us. And here we are building our tourism product. Bahamians ordering fast boat after fast boat for Exuma excursion and this excursion. And we just let them do what they want to do because they are the biggest. That's actually how we operate here. Let's go to the phone line. That's actually how we operate here. So it's no surprise to me. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, the Bahamas, we continue to be a nation what is interested in protecting the status quo, right? And that status quo, in my view, is ensuring that the laws of this country don't never be followed, because we elect our leaders. We elect our leaders to try to put things in place to make life better and peaceful for Bahamian citizens. But it appears that once they get that, they become people who can't see reality no more, right? Now, what America been doing to, this is only my opinion, but their mm-hmm. history is right there. We saw a lot of cases where America alleged that this person had this or this country had that, right? And come to find out later that it was a blatant lie, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no consequences for when they make those type of lies. Don't care how much persons, don't care how much people's lives are lost. It isn't ever a consequences for this America. So I don't believe America should have the right, you know, to come and tell me I'm selling drugs simply because you know I get oil, right? Or I have mass destruction simply, or I have weapons of mass destruction simply because you know I have oil, right? And these are the facts and these are the history of what was going on for decades in this country. But it appears that when we continue to go along with the status quo, right, we are saying that we don't want to see a better world or even a better America, in my view, because all of us knows who America is when it relates to possessing people property, right? So the Bahamas, we need to follow the laws that exist in this country to keep peace and safety in this country and stop spreading rhetoric and trying to keep the status quo in this country that's been proven that it's no benefit for the Bahamian citizens. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Eric Green.
Thank you, absolutely. I thank you for your contribution. I let in my fingers rest. Good morning, caller.
Hello?
Good morning.
I don't know what to do.
Good morning. You on the air, cousin? Not anymore. Sorry about that. Miss Nuri.
I think people don't understand what the narrative is. I can try picture or conjure up an image.
Mm-hmm.
There are people leaving Venezuela, right? We don't know, do not know who these people are,
mm-hmm.
right? We don't know if they have drugs on their boats. We don't know if they have guns on their boat, or if they tourists or mm-hmm. people who are on catamaran, whatever it is. However, a foreign nation,
or fishermen, yeah,
yeah, or fishermen, mm-hmm. a foreign nation is bombing.
Mm-hmm.
Destroying these boats in your sovereign waters, right? And nobody is given an explanation on what evidence you have on these people.
Mm-hmm.
Share the evidence. And why is it a death sentence automatically instead of some kind of jurisprudence to say, well, you have the technology to arrest and detain and go through the jurisprudence, but you opted. Mm-hmm. We ain't going through that, right? We ain't gonna go through that, even though we have the technology and the manpower. We're just gonna bomb it without any explanation, and the world must accept it.
And then the legal machinations, right? That you then determine. I'm not sure if it's by executive order. You determine that the people involved in narcotics in this region are terrorists, which then allows you to use weapons like that, right? And act outside of your country. But if I were to say, hey, people would think it were reasonable if you said this action is to protect our borders, if the action was taking place near your borders where you could prove, mm-hmm. right, that the drugs or the contraband or the narcotics are coming to your country. But if they did that, then they would be at risk of bombing Bahamians mm-hmm. and Americans mm-hmm. and friends of America, right? It is just a discussion. And I'm not saying that you have to have a particular position. What I'm saying is, please don't shut down the discussion with, well, it's America, so they could do what they want. Mm. Especially if you're a politician, if you are a member of the government, if you are a state actor. Oh, no, no, no. The question is then we have to... Anyway, I'm not going to ask that question on air. Good morning, caller.
Yes, Aaron, I want to back you up 100%. Same like only you, only people singing the song in this country. That us Bahamians, especially us black Bahamians, 3 and 4 of us run the red light every time it turned green, man. You know, mm-hmm. we is the one littering. We is the one killing one another. It's like Hubert Minna say, we are a corrupt people, not a corrupt. He ain't never said we are a corrupt government. We are a corrupt people. So the government is only a reflection of the people. It's for time the black beaming people look in the mirror, because you don't see no white people running the red light and littering and doing all kind of foolishness. But we also blame the government, whether it's PLP or FNM. You don't just cast, if your government wrong, they wrong, whether it's PLP or FNM. Man, we got to pull up our socks, Aaron. Mm-hmm. We need to look in the mirror and start playing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. The only thing I'd say to that is, yeah, the white people is running too. The white people is running too. And the fancier the car, it's like, let me say, working class white people, they tend to follow the rules, you know. But there's some fancy set who really believe. There's some fancy set among us of all races and generations who believe they spend sufficient money to not have to worry about the rules in this country. Good morning, caller. Call me back, 52. Use rowing people in the background. Call me back. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How you do?
Man, I'm good. Thank God. Every day above ground is a good day.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's good. You know, Aaron, you know, after 500 years of so-called Western civilization, nothing has changed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The old adage says that he who has the gold makes the rule still stand today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, What America is doing is nothing more than what the colonizers did plus years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad fact is that, you know, this bully, even the UN seemed to be afraid of him. The UN was formed to foster peace and so on and so forth. And it's like, even though you appeal to them and whatnot, they don't have any kind of power to do anything. Donald Trump, he feels that he is God. He wants to take this. He wants to rename this, and he wants to do this. And you know, an immigrant himself now, he's becoming like a Hitler, a dictator. Nobody's supposed to say nothing to him. He can shoot down people just out of whim because of his assumption that they are carrying drugs. I mean, they could be Bahamians out there.
Yes, sir.
How far? When will it end? Who's going to stand up and tell this man, listen, we have international rules and laws, and you need to obey them, man?
Yeah.
We got to, you know.
People find it hard to tell their mommy and their grammy to behave too, though. But,
you know, as the Bible says, it ain't going to be no peace on this world. And I know we sing joy to the world, the Lord's coming, peace on earth. There ain't gonna be no peace on earth. Don't look for no peace on earth.
Yeah, man. Bloody say there won't be peace in the valley till there's peace in the valley. And I know we could have peace in the valley, so I ain't that scared. Just as we go to the break, we're gonna transition after the break. Let me give you another example. Let's bring this example home to the Bahamas, right? Right now, we have roadways that are in chaos, right? We have rules. We have people who are supposed to enforce the rules. We have systems, right? Nothing is happening according to the rules. But the people who are supposed to enforce the rules and their supervisors see the state of affairs and they do nothing. They know that the prevalent culture on the road is the biggest vehicle wins. They know the prevalent culture on the road is if you're not there on the scene, then who could say you was there in the accident? We know what the prevalent culture is, and so do the policymakers and those responsible for enforcing it. But they do nothing. And so here we are left on the roadway, subject to any manner of abuse. Because those who are supposed to follow the law don't, and those who are supposed to make them refuse to. It's the same situation, eh? All us begging Trump to do the right thing. All us begging other drivers to just do the right thing. It's the very same situation. We go into a break. When we come back from the break, Bell says this election is going to be nasty. Why would you say that? Are you going to ensure it's not? Because it's so easy to say this election will not be nasty. Anyway, we go into a break for my producer, Kill Me. Y'all, stay tuned. On the clock for Junkanoo Green. We'll be right back.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're up with Aaron Green. Let's go through some text quickly. Here we go. It says, good morning. Oh, here we go. Additionally, if it weren't for the grace of God and some driving skills, I would be in the water and probably not found for a bit. That was from our first text. Good morning, Aaron. Please ask this government to urgently fix the roads in Big Pond Subdivision. The residents ain't asking to fix their homes, just the government road. Please. Here's another text. Good morning, Aaron. With reference to the roads, we also have to get on the people to clear high bushes and trees from stop signs. You could hardly see them. Also, there's a massive crater on Bajeranium Avenue south of the main Pinewood Road. You don't mind that. Mr. Newry, you know when you come off Prince Charles and you travel in north through Monastery Park and you get that long, like, dual carriageway running all the way up there? You know there's a stop sign when you hit, like, the T-junction, the double T-junction. There's a stop sign there, right? Mm-hmm. The people know it's a stop sign there. They don't stop anyway. They know there's a stop sign there. See, just because you can't see the stop sign, but you knew there was a stop sign there before, the stop sign's still there. You're still required to stop even if you can't see a stop sign. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Newry.
Welcome back.
Yeah, as a guy who was coming to help you out in the shop, distract me. But listen,
yeah.
I knew intuitively that you would have brought this up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, while I may like some of the things Trump is doing, of course, I would never agree to such geopolitical belligerence, right?
Okay.
And when you look at it, this discussion you had mentioned whether or not the same procedure would be carried out in our
Caribbean
waters,
basin,
right?
Yeah.
Like say between Bimini and Florida or Freeport and Florida for our concerns, right?
Mm-hmm.
But whilst Mr. Munro is correct as it relates to what can we do, but that approach, I don't like it because you have the UN, the United Nations. They have six organs within this entity. One is the UN General Assembly and the UN Security Council. And mm-hmm. so you would always have the right to voice your concerns as a Caribbean or a bloc, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what is hurtful for me is the fact that he didn't even mention those lines. Of course, we don't have the military armamentarium to deal with this. Of course not. But what I'm saying is, this is why, about you, know, I sent you a copy of the Iron Mountain Report from Iron
mm-hmm.
Mountain.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
All of this is in the Iron Mountain Report. And this is a secret conclave upstate New York somewhere. But in this narrative, in its literature, it specifically states that once a country does not have the military might to defend its sovereignty, sovereignty doesn't exist. This is in their ideal writings. This is in their narrative. So I don't know why people is in such a hoop-hoop-hoo-ray-rah, but I'm a conspiracy theorist, of course. And so by not listening to one another, you are being distracted. This is a weapon of mass destruction. You're being distracted by things that you should have already known. This yeah. is what I was saying for decades. Mr. Munro just saying what I was saying from 12 years ago, from I was telling Lester Cox about the Iron Mountain Report, and he made jokes about it, Carlton Smith, et cetera, et cetera. It exists. People need to go and read it so they won't be surprised about the geopolitical belligerence that we're seeing today.
Thank you,
now,
52.
We can go to the United Nations. This is why I look into the pros and cons of the United Nations. The United Nations has failed the world in many ways.
Yes.
So these entities are becoming useless as the mark of the beast or
okay.
the new world order comes into effect. I don't care who don't believe me.
I got
not
you,
on
52.
Them. Go look at the Bible.
I get ended now. I got two more calls and 17 texts. Good morning. Let's go to the next caller. Caller, you got 30 seconds. I apologize. We had the end of the show. Morning.
Good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Ms. Neary. I totally agree with 52.
Yeah, but
I just want to say something. Situation between Venezuela and the United States. Mm-hmm. That's a personal vibe between Maduro and Trump. Now, you let Maduro go live and say something sweet and nice about Donald Trump, that he's the best president the United States ever had, you'll see the bombing stop.
It would stop.
Just arouse its emotion, and you will see it stop.
Okay.
Another thing I want to touch on, if Mr. Flowers was gracious enough to address the 25-year moratorium, why are the other men not doing it? Are they complicit?
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I want to keep that for a whole discussion because that is also fascinating. Thank you very much, caller. And yeah, I didn't cut 52 because I thought he was talking absolute foolishness. I just got more callers to go. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Aaron.
Yes.
You're still talking about the thing with the boat?
Yeah.
And the
yes, sir.
What did you name them?
Yes, sir.
The
Venezuelan
the
kinetic strikes, yeah.
But you know what the minister said?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the minister really looking out for the people there.
Mm-hmm.
What is he doing this big speed boating thing?
Okay.
And this be trafficking human and drugs and thing.
Mm-hmm.
All he was letting them know, don't go into Venezuela territory if you know you get them type of boat and you're traveling on them, because the U.S. will ting them.
I feel you, right? Like, I appreciate the point you're making.
It ain't nothing to do with them being in the Bohemian waters.
Yeah, I get that.
I
know that.
The minister said nothing that wasn't good for the Bohemian people.
The question is
warning them.
But
don't do it.
Hold on. The question is,
don't go in the area if you know you're traveling with them type of boat, and you're.
But I mean,
mischief.
Okay, I got you. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah,
God bless.
Thank you. I didn't think we were paying Mr. Monroe all that money to tell us things we already know. Right, and that's what's been established. Like, people who engage in illegal activity know that they could get locked up and go to jail, get sentenced, and they may get a life sentence and be in jail forever. They may even get a sentence of death. But it's the court that gives them the sentence. It's the court that gives them the sentence, not somebody who could be protected by immunity if it turns out that they struck the wrong boat. Yeah? That's all we're saying. Let's go to the text line. Good morning, Aaron. Some Bahamians and Jamaicans get shot to death in Haitian waters, and no one cares, especially our government. But Trini get killed by Americans, and it's our issues. See, this is a point I was making just now. People who are engaged in the transshipment of narcotics understand the risks that they're taking. Now, let's talk about Haiti in particular. This ain't Haiti in regular time, you know. This is Haiti in wartime. There's a war going on in Haiti. The powers may not tell you that, because then it changes the entire conversation if you use the word war. But that's what's happening in Haiti. War. Why are you entering a war-torn territory? Are you entering it to engage in war? Are you hired by the governing forces? Well, then what you doing entering a war-torn territory? We need night classes. We need night classes. Haiti is in the midst of a war. What you doing entering a war-torn territory? Yes, we do care about the lives of Bahamians and Jamaicans. And those Bahamians, yes, they did deserve due process. But what are the rules in war? And how does that due process change in the midst of conflict? Here's another text. I don't see why they can't use that surveillance to intercept the boat rather than blowing up people. Aaron, see, I spoke my thoughts coherently. Who adjudicated that these people are guilty, and if they did, where the evidence? These are waters. Aaron, did Mr. Monroe also advise the police to stay out of go-fast boats, or should I say rogue police? Another texter says, Aaron, this is why I'm scared to jog in the road as a runner. NASA drivers are reckless and crazy. It's against the law to jog in the road. It's against the law to jog in the road. See, that's what the... Yes, asphalt is better for your knees than concrete, but the roads are primarily for cars. Pedestrian crossings are for pedestrians. that we attempt to accommodate runners in the road is great, but you're technically supposed to be on the side. Walk. There we go. It says, so given the numerous and consistent complaints about potholes, why can't this pothole issue be fixed? All of Nassau roads have potholes, and I don't see the pothole team out to fix them. They can't be waiting on better weather because it's always going to rain. Let me tell you all very, very clearly. Several years ago, the government tried to convince us that cold patching is the same as paving. The reason the roads are in the state that they're in is because they've been cold patching when they should be paving. It's as simple as that. So here's another headline before we go. Oh, no, sorry, my bad. Good morning, Lady Green. The U.S. government has the power to intercept any vessel heading to the U.S. So when we refuse to... No, they don't. No, they don't. They have the power to intercept any vessel in their territorial waters. There, that's it. In their territorial waters. Not just approaching the U.S. And then look at the map. Well, are you going to say they're approaching the U.S. when they could be approaching Jamaica or the Bahamas or the Dominican Republic? Hispaniola? Come on. Come on. Hey, Aaron, Donald Trump is not determining who is carrying drugs. The U.S. military station in the Caribbean Sea is carrying out surveillance and determining this. They only report it back to the Pentagon and then pass it to the president. So stop with your TDS. Is that Trump derangement syndrome? Dear Texter, I didn't even really critique Trump. I spoke about our government's response to the action in the CARICOM region, in the Caribbean basin. I think it's you who have TDS, Trump derangement syrome. Because I was talking, if you told me, Aaron, stop making fun of Mr. Monroe, I'd have put my hands up and say, I could try. I really could try. Come on, man. Last one. Good day. Why would any self-respecting Bahamian want to vote for a man, woman who want to make the election nasty? If you intend to make the democratic process nasty, then if you win, you will make your governance nasty. More of the same, and I cry shame. As we go, let me just say this one more time. From Junkanoo Green to the political parties, y'all just shut down the war rooms. Turn down your audio. Shut down the war rooms. Rebrand them. Rebrand them as think tanks, right? Shut them down, the war rooms, rebrand them as think tanks, govern them properly, and party leadership take liability for anything that emanates from those spaces. Come on, somebody asked me the other day that question. Bell say this election is going to be nasty. I mean, it's 7 months out, a year out. You have all the time in the world to not make it nasty, to ensure it isn't. Anyway, tomorrow, if we have time, maybe the day after, XFN MP Wells plans to run as independent. Don't run on the road because these people is turning left on red where they ain't supposed to. They may knock you down, sir. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.